Welcome to my blog talk radio show, Live Your Music. I am super happy to have my friend, Cara Brown, who is an award-winning watercolor artist, teacher, and writer, back as my guest for Live Your Music today. Join us for a conversation about art, beauty, creativity, curiosity, connection, and how they can all add joy to life. Welcome, Cara.
Thank you, Margaret Joy. I'm so happy to do this with you. We have such a good time whenever we do this.
Oh, it's so true. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And so much has happened since I had you on the show last on November 9th. You know, it's just, you've got a new studio, and, oh, my gosh, you were just starting to think that you needed to look for a new studio back then, so... I don't know. Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with talking about that, or where do you
Yeah, because there's something that's been living inside me lately about space and taking up space. I could talk about a little bit. So at the end of 2022. The space that I was using to teach and show my art, it was my mom's real estate office in a sweet little downtown area near where we live, was ending. My mom decided not to renew her lease. She's in her 80s, and didn't make sense to sign up for, you know, another chunk of time. So that meant I needed to find another space. So that door closed, and I was in a hallway for a while. And in the middle of February, mm-hmm. I walked into a new place, and I thought, oh, my gosh, this is it. And it was interesting because I tried with the landlord to see if – my mom's landlord – to see if they would, like, for a reduced rent, if they would let me see if I could make it work, because it was, you know, it's a retail situation, you know, where really high rents, and I wasn't sure about being able to pull it off financially, but they weren't willing to work with me. So I mm-hmm. said, okay, God, I would love to have a place that is so wonderful that I don't miss Larkspur, where we were before. And so it happened. It did. This place is so the next level. And there's something about the fact that I've signed the lease. I'm the one with, you know, I'm not like the squatter when my mom's paying the rent and I'm just being her guest, but I've stepped up. And what I did was I had a big sale at the end of the year to try to, you know, entice some people to take some art home and give it as gifts, et cetera. And
right.
It was really successful, and it basically paid my rent for the year. So I had that money
wow.
in the bank. So I said, okay, here it is. I'm going to pay, you know, basically I've got this money earmarked for a year. Now, God, universe, source of all that is good, please help me fill my bank account back up.
Wow.
You know, I'm just trusting. I'm trusting. And there's something, I've paid rent for 2 months now, and I'm
uh-huh.
not at all freaked out about it. It's amazing. It feels like the right space, the right move. I feel like a different person inside when I go there. I've never felt more home in my life. It's my name on the door. I've got a sign that says Cara Brown on it, and there's something really, I don't know, it's just momentous about this. But on my way in a couple weeks ago, I was thinking about my environs. So I'm in a lovely, I can't wait for you to come see it. If you,
I can't
you
wait
can come
either.
Come see it soon at my open studios the next 2 weekends. But we can talk about that later. Anyway,
yeah,
it's a set of 7 buildings with kind of a little bit of green space around, you know, simple gardens, and
uh-huh.
I'm surrounded by therapists and lawyers and accountants and a bank. It's all kind of what you would expect in a professional complex like that,
mm-hmm.
and I have taken up this space, and I'm committing these resources, and the whole point of the whole thing is simply beauty. That's it. That's the whole point. People come,
oh.
and they make beauty on Thursdays and Fridays and soon some weekends, and I go there, and I paint, and I show my work, and I share it with the world, and it's the whole point. It's not a necessity, No, you know, it's not going to, well, it does heal people. And maybe it is a necessity.
It does. Oh,
but
it totally does. Your art is
some,
so healing.
Well, but you know, I mean, like, you go to therapy because you're really, you know, you're troubled and you need support and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess there's, I'm watching myself in my thought process, and there's a chance to kind of, what do I want to say, elevate my ideas about what it is that I do. But still, in our world, with the way that people think, that's the whole point of what we're doing. And it seems remarkable to me that I live in a place, in a world, in a time where that's possible. You know, it's just for beauty because it nourishes us. So
it does nourish us. And I think that when you were on a couple years ago, I think that might have been what we were talking about, is how important beauty is in life, and not just, you know, not fashion type beauty necessarily. We're talking about beauty in nature and seeing the beauty of the way colors can be combined and that sort of thing. And yeah.
John O'Donohue is a poet and philosopher who died some number of years ago. And
mm-hmm.
he is Irish, and he's the most amazing, beautiful brogue. And he wrote a whole book after studying the nature of beauty for 2 years. He wrote a book on beauty. And his definition, his bottom line definition for beauty, is anything in the presence of which you feel more alive.
Oh, I love that. Say that again.
Anything in the presence of which makes you feel more alive.
Well, your art does that for me.
Well, thank you. But you know, when I think about that, I think a human interaction can do that. You know, you can watch someone make a beautiful apology or acknowledgement of someone else, and you feel, gosh, I'm glad I'm here on this earth to witness this, you know?
Like, oh, yeah.
You know, it can be that. Or someone supporting someone else, you know, like someone helping someone in need, and it can be beautiful to see how people can show up for one another. So I love the breadth of the possibility of that definition, and that happens too in our space, in my studio
mm-hmm.
space,
mm-hmm.
on Thursdays and Fridays. The way people are for each other, the way they support one another in my groups, there's such a like capital B beauty that we can look for. I think when we were talking in preparation for this, I was telling you about something that I found in a hardware store at Christmas time a few years ago. And it's a little ceramic plaque in white with black letterings on it. And it said, and I'm going to tell you ahead of time, that I was more struck by who said it than the actual words. So I'll tell you the words first. And it is, notice all the beauty still around you and be happy. And it was said by Anne Frank.
Oh, wow. That gives me chills.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Like a Jewish teenager in the middle of the Holocaust is telling us that. And it doesn't mean, I don't think that it means that we don't also... like there's this thing that's called spiritual bypass, you know, where you go over your trauma and your suffering and whatever it is that's hard in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when those things need to be tended to inside us and outside us, they need to be tended to, but not to the exclusion of everything else, you know, that there's still beauty there to be witnessed after that, you know. When those moments are over. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been more and more aware of how many people aren't happy and how many people are stressed and how many people aren't doing what they really would love to do and are doing what they're doing because of being practical and that sort of thing. And what I've found is really important is not to just do things because it's going to be your way of earning money, you know what I mean? And part of the reason I'm happy, part of the reason my husband Dudley's happy, part of the reason actually a big part of the reason that our son Xander says that he's happy is because we know that when we do things that we feel in our heart we're supposed to do, like play music, sing, whatever, you know, you with you doing the art, with us also doing graphic design and photography, all of those things are part of things that we feel like we're here on earth to do. And so make the ones that we do that actually bring us money, that's fantastic. But there's also an importance, as Xander was saying, to play his guitar, not because he has to make money at it, it's because it gives him joy to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, that's something I think that a lot of people would feel happier if they realized that it's not a waste of time to do things that you love, even if you don't do them very well at first. I mean, most people aren't going to be good at whatever they want to do at the beginning. They need to let themselves be, quote, bad at it in order to get better at it, you know?
Yeah. I know. I mean, a baby's really bad at walking initially, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we celebrate every step they take.
I know. And that's the thing is that when you're doing something new, whether it's art or trying to write a book, like when I was writing my book, or when you're learning to sing, when I took singing lessons, for example, you know, those are all things where you're going to be making mistakes and it's not going to be perfect. Actually, never perfect. You know, to me, perfect is just, it's partly what causes so many people to feel paralyzed in life, is they think that they need to be perfect, or their life needs to be perfect, or their choice needs to be perfect. And, you know, you can't do anything new unless you're willing to make mistakes. So.
Oh, you know, it's so, that is so spot on. And the thing that leads me to is to think mm-hmm. about the fact that making mistakes is risky, and so the environment in which you do it can make a huge difference. We were talking just before that we went live about the difference between art making in some environments, like some academic settings, versus, you know, just, and you know, in a group like mine, or just even on your own at home, you know, that there's a way in which it's going to be held that's different, you know, that makes you feel whether or not, you know, you're really risking and you're going to be clobbered by it because someone's going to be really critical of it, or, you know, so they're going to applaud and celebrate every year, you know, all your tiny steps, you know. So it's really interesting realizing what, you know, when you talk about what you're here to do, you know, mm-hmm. sing and mm-hmm. make music and do graphic design and photography. Mm-hmm. Well, I had no idea that I was really here. I mean, you see my art, mm-hmm. and you know, you would think that's my highest calling, and it doesn't feel like it to me. It feels like that's the thing I must do in order to do my highest calling, which is to create environments for people to come and make the art that's in them. That's the thing that I feel like I fall off a log to do, is to something was given to me, you know, probably by some divine source, like uh-huh. factory installed, that I knew instinctively what was necessary for people to be able to do what they need to do. So it's part practical. It, you know, you need to have skills, right? But it's
right.
a lot the environment. It's a lot the, you know, like the safety thing. You know, like whatever anybody wants to paint is just fine. And
yeah.
what, you know, the feedback they get comes from a place of, if this were my painting, I would, because everybody's
right.
coming from their own universe. I mean, all those kinds of things. That there's like a soup that we all kind of swim in the space that is because it's hard. It's hard learning how to finger a guitar when you're first learning, right? It's challenging.
Oh, yeah.
And the sounds you make aren't the sounds you want. And so, you know, I want for that to be normalized, you know, like I think that's one of the reasons that I struggle with, I struggle to make my art. I was just painting last night going, oh my God, this medium, this watercolor, it's so hard. And because I feel that way, I can normalize that for other people. I know that there are watercolorists who are, there's this type of this natural gift with it.
Uh-huh.
I know this is going to sound crazy to you, but
okay.
You know, that I don't have a natural gift with it, but I really feel like I don't. You know, I struggle to get my washes smooth, and you know, there's ways in which I just didn't come out of the chute doing that. But because I didn't, I figure out what's needed in order to do it that I can, so I can teach it. You know, so I don't just just do it. You know. So anyway, I'm blathering on, la la la.
Well, but you know, you're oh my gosh, watercolors. My grandmother, I don't know if I've ever even talked to you about this, but she was an artist, and she lived down in Montesorino in between Los Gatos and Saratoga. And she had this wonderful art studio in her home there, where she would paint her paintings, and she had all these oil paintings up on the walls and everything. And I remember, though, I mean, she really wanted me to be an artist and paint paintings, and I did paint one painting while I was staying with her one summer. But that really wasn't, I loved the colors. I loved watching her make the colors work and mixing the colors and putting them on the canvases. And it gave me a real appreciation for how difficult that can be. But I didn't have the desire to paint paintings. And she really wanted me to be an artist. So she was encouraging me in that direction. And she had decided I was the one in the family, I guess, of the five of us kids that was going to be, quote, the artist, like her. And I love art. I love, I love working with graphic design and photography and those kind of arts. I love playing with colors. But watercolor, my point I'm getting at is watercolors. Oh, my gosh. I remember her taking a watercolor class one time, and all of a sudden she couldn't do it, you know. And she had these friends that did amazing watercolors. Watercolor is not an easy medium.
It's not. But there's something so, I don't know, the word that comes to mind is lovely about it, you know, just the paper and being the light source, the white, and then there's something, the pure pigment on, you know, really high quality, lovely cotton paper is what I love to paint on. That it's just, there's nothing else like it. There's a luminousness to it, potentially, you know, when it's done in the way that that conveys that. And but you know, there's this, the way I think about it is there's the third force. You know, there's the brush and the that's in the artist's hand, and there's the paint, the paper, but then there's this water, you know, that has there's an active quality to the water being part of it. So there's a workshop I teach, and it's that my beginning workshop, if you've never done anything, and it's called It's All About the Water, you know, where it is. Where it is and how much is the whole thing. It's the whole thing with watercolor. So,
I just want to say for everybody listening that is not familiar with your watercolor art, the size of some of those paintings, in fact, a lot of them, when you go into your studio, it's just, my jaw drops. I can picture being in your old studio at your mom's place in Larkspur, and just the feeling of being in there is just so amazing, the feeling of those paintings. And you're right, watercolors have always touched my spirit so much. But I just don't, you know, I don't want to take the time to learn how to do them, but I love that you do them, and I love that you can show other people who want to learn how to do them that they can do it as well. So
Those two words, you used one before and one just now, and that's desire and want. You know, that's the thing that I believe is the fuel for learning how to do anything. You know, and where it comes from is mysterious. I want to do it and you don't, and why you want to be a singer-songwriter and I don't. I like to sing, but I don't have that you know, burning flame inside me that has me do the next thing and, you know, learn how to use my vocal instrument so that I can make pleasant sounds. I'm a terrible singer, you know. It's just not in me. I'm here to do art and to shepherd people on their journeys doing art. So, it's a mysterious thing, and I think it's the thing to pay attention to, you know, is the desire.
I mean, that's what you're totally right, the desire and the wanting. And that's why, to me, what live your music means, it means whatever is in your heart, your heart's desires. This isn't about ego desires or ego dreams or something. It's about listening to your heart and saying, ooh, what would be fun? What would feel good? What do I really feel called to try and to do? And and just doing it and learning it makes you feel good. So,
And I think that's the way out of darkness too, you know. I mean, when we have hard times in life, it's the, you know, because my fuel to my desire to make these watercolor paintings came out of a really challenging time in my life when I was really staring down the future without kids. You know, I really wanted to be a mother. Yeah. I wanted to experience, you know, pregnancy and childbirth and that whole journey.
Yeah.
And adoption didn't become part of our story, though we considered it. But it was, I just said, you know, with a prayer, give me the energy to adopt or give me something else. And boom, my friend asked me to do open studios and show these watercolors that I've been kind of dinking around with for a while. And the world said, bring it on, you know. So there's that too, you know. There's the response that we can get from people that says, we want this, you know. I get emails from people who thank me for painting. You know,
I thank you for painting.
I know, you too. Thank you for, but it's, you know, that's the other piece that continues to feed that fuel, you know,
right.
The appreciation. So,
Well, you know, one of the things that we had talked about when we were preparing for the show too is that I'll figure it out as I go. And I don't want to take too much time with this, but the thing is that people think they need to figure out their whole life ahead of time. Okay, in this 5 years, I'm going to do this. 10 years, I'm going to do this. You know, and the thing is, none of us know exactly what's going to happen because we don't know what's going to happen that's going to change us to maybe go in a different direction or take a different path or move somewhere else or, you know, try a different way of using their creativity. You know, you figure it out as you go by how you feel.
You do. And you know, I can even take that down to the actual nuts and bolts, like, you know, feet on the ground, brush on the paper, making a watercolor painting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the people will look at something, you know, they've got a reference image that they want to reproduce and they're just stymied. And I said, it's just like, you know, getting in the car and crossing the country. You go 200 miles at a time. And then you figure out where you're going to go from there. So you paint something on your paper, and then you respond to that. It needs to be lighter. It needs to be, that, you know, whatever, you know. It needs to be darker, more likely than lighter. But you know what I mean? It's you paint and respond, paint and respond. So it is a figure it out as you go thing. You know, there's no way of knowing what's going to happen until you start.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. A lot of people are afraid to start and whatever it is that they want to learn to do or what they want to add into their life and that sort of thing. And the only way to figure it out is by trying things and going, no, that wasn't it, but that feels good.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. This makes me happy, just to do it. And, you know, we're running out of time already. We've only got like 5 minutes left. And I want to have you talk about the open studios and also, if people can't make it to the open studios, if there's another time when they could maybe see your studio.
So sure, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
My debut, Showing My Art to the World, came in 2007 at this very event, and I've done it every year that it's been held. It was not held in 2020. Mm-hmm. And so this is my 15th Open Studios, and it's going
wow.
to be this coming weekend and the weekend after that, so May 6th and 7th and 13th and 14th. And
mm-hmm.
it's going to be in my new studio, which is I need to put something on my website. I don't have anything. I just put it on Facebook, Cara Brown and Life in Full Color, both of my Facebook pages. But it's 250 Belmarin Keys Boulevard in Novato, California. And if you're local to Marin County, you can, come check it out. And I'll be there from 11 to 6 on the Saturdays and 11 to 5 on Sundays. And if that doesn't work for you, you can just contact me via my website or email me at cara@lifeinfullcolor.com. I'm pretty sure there will be lifeinfullcolor.com somewhere on the page for this show. And
mm-hmm.
won't there be? Yeah, someone can get to my website.
Your website is in the text about the show, for sure. Yeah, so they just need to click on that link that I put there.
You contact me from my website, and we can just set something up. Mostly the space is set up as a studio/teaching space.
Mm-hmm.
All the tables that people sit at will be put away this weekend, and it'll be looking more like a lovely gallery.
Okay.
it may or may not be like that all the time, but the art is always on the wall, and there's always everything else that I can show you, which is note cards, and I have a whole new set of note cards and new mugs, and of course, reproductions.
Oh, I love your mugs.
So,
your mugs and your calendars and your cards and your paintings. Oh, my gosh, all of it. Oh, Cara. Well,
that's this next 2 weekends. And,
there's only a couple minutes left. So what do you really want to leave our listeners with today?
I've been saying this, and it may sound a little Pollyanna, but there's this line from the movie, The Great Old Marigold Hotel. I can't remember what it is. But the young guy who runs this hotel in India, he kind of runs around a little bit chaotic, but he says, it's all right in the end. And if it's not all right, it's not the end. And there's awful things that happen in the world, but there's a lot of things that we think that things are all falling apart, and we just don't have the whole story yet. And so just to kind of hold out for, my husband's been saying this, expect a miracle, babe. Expect a miracle.
I think that is absolutely what I needed to hear, and probably a lot of my listeners or our listeners would me needing to hear as well.
So, and even maybe the miracle isn't like the thing, the big miracle, but maybe it's just the little miracle of, you know, a kindness that was unexpected or whatever. I think that we can find goodness if we are open to it and
look for it.
And look for it, right. It kind of be like just sort of have a knowingness, a soft knowingness that there's lots of goodness in the world. So, and I say don't watch the news.
What did you say?
Don't watch the news.
Oh, no, I definitely don't. I can't. I get plenty of that just with Instagram.
I'm on a campaign to say anybody who really wants to orient towards beauty, don't watch the news.
It's all so that they can sell their advertising.
Exactly. So anyway, that's what I have to say is just, you know, find a little glimmer of light inside you and go and, you know, and like hold that because the light's always there. It is.
Oh, Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of the ways you live your music, Kara. Oh, I'm so thankful to know you and to have you in my life and our lives,
so
actually, Dudley and Xander and my sister Tina, all love you too. And, I'm just feel blessed to know you, and I'm so thankful that you're here on this earth.
Oh, thank you so much, and I feel the feeling is so very mutual. You're such an inspiration. You're such a beam of light yourself. So it's really a joy, and there's your word, and and a blessing to get to spend a time with you like this. So thank you so much.
I feel
for
the same
me.
Way. Okay, I want everyone out there listening, we're out of time, but I want you to think about what your heart wants you to do and do some of it. Listen to what we said today and go try something. Find a safe place to do it and just do it. Live your music. Right, Kara?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, bye for now, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Margaret Joy. Thank you again.
Bye, Kara.